Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show on 95.9 FM, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show. Good to be back live with you again. Want to mention to everyone, while this isn't my last time on the air, this is my last week of being 50. I turn a year older this upcoming Saturday, October 1st. I turn 51. Hard to believe.
Yeah, it's getting older. Can't do anything about it. I guess it's better than the alternative. So.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, thank you all very much for tuning in. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, well, all right, sir, here we then, what are you gonna give for? I'm a 25, will you give me 30, make it 30, bid it about my $30 on the, will you give me 30 now, 5, or bid it 5, make it a 5, 5, bid it now, $40 on the pound. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon to go walking trees, and he'd find a man at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully to them trees, and he'd begin to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction car, I'm gonna make my mark. As time went on, he did his best in all the changes to practice talking the moonlight and day. His pipe behind him, behind the barn, was working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. His princess and we just can't stand to have a mediocre man in the face at auction. He's an argued name. I'll send you off to auction school, and then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 a bit now. $40 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 a bit now. the people came from miles around us to hear him make their own the time. And Bill our hearts was such a happy cheer. And his fame spread from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the top in all the land. Left the paws again with a man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. For the part of the bin and I'll fidget all the fidget in the fidget, 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 the $50 bid and I'll 55 will give me 55 will give me 55 will give me 55 so the hope for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, a little bit of gaining on the mile and walk and bust. We'll come along on number 29 and we're gonna give on. I'm a 25 and a kid, 35 and a quarter, and I'm making out 85 now, 65 and a 75 and 85 and 95 and 100 now, 25 and a 7 now, 8 and a 3 and a 4 and a 5 and now 1 and 8 and another on the mile. By the way, I didn't introduce that, but that was Leroy Van Dyke's The Auctioneer song, which I think most of you, which I'm sure a lot of you recognize since I haven't done it for a while. Okay, my next song is will be Porter Wagoner's Satisfied Mind.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way? But little they know that it's so hard to find. Once I was winning in fortune and fame, the life that I dreamed of, did a start in life's game. Then suddenly it happened, I lost every dime, but I'm richer by far. There's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
Okay, next, I'd like to do some songs by my friend John Westbrook, who lives in Hampton, Virginia. He lived here for many years, and played drums and lead guitar with a band called Country Tradition here in Bozeman. Anyway, I want to do some of his stuff. First one is called Ride On. Second is called Charlie Daniels on the Jukebox, Jack Daniels on the Bar. And then the third one I want to do is called The Old Woods Runner. Ride on, ride on, like a dusty old cowboy. Ride on, ride on, put the spurs to the bay. Oh, the Tetons are shining in the moonlight up ahead. Just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. It's a hard ride from Gardner to Jackson on a night that's so cold, coyotes won't even howl. And if you're missing your lady like I am, you ride on through the night, there's no stopping now. She was fed up with my whiskey and my women. She left me for Jackson, my family and home. Yes, the rodeo life is exciting, but a man's got to. Like a dusty old cowboy, ride on, ride on, put the spurs to the bay. Oh, the Tetons are shining in the moonlight up ahead. You just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. Well, my rodeo buddies, they gonna miss me. I put miles on the road, and I've won my fair share. But my lady was left to be lonely on a night I was winning. I should have been there. So ride on, ride on, like a dusty old cowboy. Ride on, ride on, put the spurs. The Tetons are shining in the moonlight up ahead. You just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there. Yes, you just make one more pass, and it's downhill from there.
Oh.
I'm sitting in a honky tonk about to lose my mind when a song comes on the jukebox I've heard a thousand times. Hey, Mr. Bartender, a double if you please. Pull that old Jack Daniels whiskey and one from Tennessee. My woman, she walked out on me. She left me high and dry. I guess I'm gonna sit right here, drink until I die. My plans and dreams were shattered. Now I have a broken heart. Charlie Daniels on the jukebox, Jack Daniels on the bar. Well, many months have come and gone. I sit here once again in this little country honky tonk where it all began. Somebody plays the jukebox, a heartache starts again, 'cause the song they are playing was our song way back then. My woman, she walked out on me. She left me high. I guess I'm gonna sit right here, drink until I die. My plans and dreams were shattered. Now I have a broken heart. Charlie Daniels on the jukebox, Jack Daniels on the bar. Charlie Daniels on the jukebox, Jack Daniels on the bar. Old man drinks his fill, moves slowly up the hill, headed for the forest and the streams. Though he's given it his best, there's a pounding in his chest. This here hill's a lot steeper than it seems. Nearly 60 years of running with the deer, freezing up his legs down in the snow. There's an aching in his bones, and the way that old north wind blows tells him what he doesn't want to know. Gone forever, that young man he knew. He moved through the forest like a breeze. Gone forever, all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. His old eyes start to fail as he starts back down the hill, far from the forest and the stream. Where someday he'll return, but knows he never will. He sits back in his chair and he dreams. The old man dreams he's a young man again. He moves through the forest like a breeze. Warms by the fires from all those years that brought the woods runner to his knees. Long been late to rise. Been 30 years, I guess, but I still feel his presence in the dreams. And I think of him sometimes when I've got some hills to climb, and life's brought me down to my knees. Gone forever, that old man I knew, who moved through the forest like a breeze. But I'll long remember all those years the old woods runner gave to me. Yes, I'll long remember all those years
a good set of songs. He writes some pretty good tunes.
Yeah, he's given me permission if I ever do another CD he's given me permission to do any of the songs that he's written. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay, next I want to do a couple Kenny Rogers tunes. The first one's called The Gambler, and the next one's called Coward of the County. Excuse me, I think I have to look the words up.
Too many songs floating around.
Right.
I want to remind you that you are tuned to KGV in Bozeman. We're Gallatin Valley Community Radio. You can find us at 95.9 FM or kgvm.org online. And glad you're tuned in today to Larry Kiff's Classic Country Music Show.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness, till the boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces for a taste of your whiskey. I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my body and drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it like you got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. If you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when we finish speaking, turn back towards the window, crushed out a cigarette and fade it off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found that I could keep. You got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama called him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I took care of Tommy 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky. There were three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace, took down his daddy's picture. As the tears fell on his daddy's face, I heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the barroom. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yeller's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, let him have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. I heard him say, "I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now it don't mean, now please don't think I'm a weak, I couldn't turn the other cheek. Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight." Everyone considered him the coward of the county. Okay, next, before I continue on, I just want to say that I haven't heard any more yet on my next Short Red Tractor Pizza. However, I should know something by the end of the year, as Adam is officially booked the rest of the year, but hopefully I should be finding out something by the end of November, early December. So and I don't have any more national anthem gigs coming up at this time. However, that doesn't mean I won't have any more coming up. I a friend of mine that lives here in Bozeman, a guy named Josh Perkins, I just sent him a video of me doing the national anthem at the Labor Day Rodeo, and he thinks that maybe he could get me to do the national anthem at an MSU football game. Hopefully I should, I'm hoping to know more by this Wednesday, so I'll hopefully be able to keep you updated, do another FaceTime video to keep you in the loop. My next song I want to do for you is an old Statler Brothers tune called Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth, I long to see your face. I long to
together. Gave me strength and love, life that felt brand new. You're so far away, I have to say, I'm feeling blue. Okay, next, I want to do Glen Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy.
on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo, like a rhinestone cowboy. Getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know. Offers coming over the phone.
Okay, next I'd like to do an old Conway Twitty classic called The Rose. Some say love.
The bird.
just been too lonely. And the road has been too long. And you think that love is only for the
Okay, next I'd like to do one of Randy Travis's old songs called Digging Up Bones.
Last night I dug your picture up from our old dressing door. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. Read some old love letters right up to the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. And I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yet tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. So many things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's been and gone. Yet at night I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I went through the closet and found some things I love, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yet at night I'm sitting. Digging up bones, digging up bones. There's a million things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's been and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up.
Okay, I've been told I've got about 10 minutes left, so I'm going to hopefully try squeezing in a couple more and then call it good. I'm going to do an old gospel song now. This one's called What Makes Love Grow.
A smiling face and a helping hand, or some other thing to make love grow. A
people make love go. People who teach us and people who care. People who need us and people who share. People who love us make love go. What makes love go? Can you tell me what makes love go? A smiling face and a helping hand. Or some other things that make lots of things make love go. Lots of laughter and lots of joy. A hug from daddy, a kiss from mom, or some other things that make love go. What makes love go? Can you tell me what makes love go? A smiling face and a helping hand, or some other things that make love go. The love of God makes cared enough to send the very best. He sent us Jesus to show his love. The love of Jesus makes love go. Can you tell me what makes love go? A smiling face and a helping hand. Or some other things that make love go. All of creation makes love go. Like the rain. Our friend and a sign of love. The creation makes love grow. Can you tell me what makes love grow? A smiling face and a helping hand. Or some other things that make love grow. Some other things that make love grow.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I had had lots of music of the artist Reverend Carrie Landry when my family was growing up.
We can give everybody a homework assignment to go out there and do some of those things that make love grow.
Right, exactly.
Some of them are pretty easy, so it won't take a lot of time, won't take a lot of effort, but it'll be good for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, my last song of the day will be Bobby Vinton's Roses Are Red, My Love. Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet. Dated through high school, and when the big day came, I wrote into your book next to my name, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Then I went far away, and you found someone new. I read your letter, dear, and I wrote back to you, roses are red, my love. Good luck, may God bless you.
is that your little girl? She looks a lot like you. Someday some boy will write in her book, two roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
Thank you so much. Well, folks, that's the show for today. Thank you all very much for tuning in, and I'll hopefully see you next month if I'm not dead by then.
Tune in next month for Older, Wiser Larry.
Yeah, that's right. Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.